And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 19th of July, 2015. It was on this date in 1799, French soldiers in Napoleon's army discovered the Rosetta Stone in a port town on Egypt's Mediterranean coast. It was a slab of rock about 4 feet high, 2.5 feet wide, 11 inches thick, weighed about 1,700 pounds. There was writing on the stone in three different scripts, ancient Greek, Demotic, and Egyptian hieroglyphics. Three texts that they discovered said the same thing. Scholars could understand the ancient Greek, and so from that they were able to figure out the hieroglyphs, which had been a dead language for 2,000 years. The stone has now been in the British Museum for more than 200 years. It was on this day, 1898, the novelist Émile Zola fled from France in the wake of the Dreyfus affair. Captain Alfred Dreyfus, French artillery officer and a Jew, had been court-martialed and sent to prison, and the French military had suppressed evidence of his innocence. Zola, famous French writer then and now, had written a letter to a newspaper accusing the military of that very thing, which caused a great political uproar. And Zola fled to England lest he be imprisoned for libel. But the outcome was that Dreyfus was released and was exonerated. It's the birthday of Samuel Colt, born in Hartford, Connecticut, 1814, whose six-shot, single-action Peacemaker revolver, introduced in 1873, became the most famous sidearm of the West. It's the birthday of the painter Edgar Degas, born in Paris, 1834, best known for his paintings of ballet dancers, and then after he lost his eyesight, his bronze sculptures of ballerinas and racehorses. Degas, who remained a bachelor his entire life, he said, "There is love and there is work, and we only have one heart." And it's the anniversary of the first women's rights conference in history, Seneca Falls, New York, 1848, Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Lucretia Mott, at which they put forward the impossible idea that women should have the right to vote. Here's a poem for today by Jim Daniels entitled Short Order Cook. An average Joe comes in and orders 30 cheeseburgers and 30 fries. I wait for him to pay before I start cooking. He pays. He ain't no average Joe. The grill is just big enough for 10 rows of three. I slap the burgers down, throw two buckets of fries in the deep fryer, and they pop, pop, spit, spit, psh, the counter girls laugh. I concentrate. It is the crucial point. They are ready for the cheese. My fingers shake as I tear off slices, toss them on the burgers. Fries done. Dump. Refill buckets. Burgers ready. Flip into buns. Beat that melting cheese. Wrap burgers in plastic into paper bags. Fries done. Dump. Fill 30 bags. Bring them to the counter. Wipe sweat on sleeve and smile at the counter girls. I puff my chest out and bellow, 30 cheeseburgers, 30 fries. They look at me funny. I grab a handful of ice, toss it in my mouth, do a little dance, and walk back to the grill. Pressure, responsibility, success, 30 cheeseburgers, 30 fries. Poem by Jim Daniels, Short Order Cook, from Places Everyone, published by the University of Wisconsin Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.